Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, breaking news, boys and girls, on the Nationals. They won a game. No, I'm just teasing. They had won, lost the last two. They had won two in New York. I got it. It hadn't been that long. But they did beat the Braves this afternoon, which, great. Awesome. James Wood, two home runs. That's great. But more importantly, they have reportedly named a new head of baseball operations. Who? The man who will reportedly be replacing Mike Rizzo and, I guess, deciding the fate of the current scouting staff and what's his name? That was the assistant. God, why is his name drawing a blank? You know what I'm talking about. Paul Toboni. T-O-B-O-N-I. According to Jeff Passan first, the Red Sox assistant general manager, who is quote-unquote widely regarded as one of the best young executives in the league. They are finalizing a deal, according to Passan. He rose rapidly at the age of 35. To become the assistant general manager for the Red Sox and is widely regarded, again, as one of the best young executives in Major League Baseball. Now, I would say this. To me, like, the Red Sox have what I would determine a pretty good farm system. They brought up the kid earlier this year that was basically considered the top prospect in baseball, Roman Anthony. They have guys like, and these names are not going to ring true, but in baseball circles, they do. They got a bunch of prospects from the Garrett Crochet deal. They traded a bunch of prospects in the Garrett Crochet deal. Right? So, again, a lot of people have a lot of good things to say. Grant, who obviously knows a lot of people in baseball and works with a lot of minor leagues, says the Nationals are hiring one of baseball's rising front office stars. Ownership taking a huge swing here. Toboni's been with the A's and the Red Sox. He's been on a meteoric rise. Scout to senior VP in a short time. Now he'll get to run his own shop. Andrew Golden confirming the news. Mark Zuckerman confirming the news. But the deal has to still be finalized. Let's see. What else? Talk Nats. They don't have anything just yet on the hire other than just posting the news that Passan has. Let's see what Rich has from the Nats report. I would like to tell you that I have a lot of information on Paul Toboni. I don't. I can tell you, okay, where he's come from. Fast rising, young, 35. I know this. I know they had reached out to Theo Epstein. I don't know if that was for the job or to maybe see what he thought about certain candidates. I don't know. But, you know, like, you could do a lot worse than this. Probably. Like, if you bring in if you would have brought in, I don't know, a recycled general manager, and I'm not one of these recycled guys suck. We've talked about this over and over and over again. If you would have brought in a recycled general manager, I don't know, like an Omar Minaya, just using that as an example, or a Jim Duquette, no offense, or somebody like that, right? Would that have inspired any hope? Would that have inspired any confidence? I don't think so. I don't think so. So this might fail. This might fail. This might not work out. We'll obviously need a couple of years to determine that. But if you just look at how this team needs to operate with young players and their farm system, because they're not going to pay people. They're not going to pay people significant chunks of money. They're just not. And it's more likely than unlikely that James Wood and Dylan Cruz and Matt McKenzie Gore, that two out of the three of those, if not all three, are going to be gone in a couple of years. It's just, that's the reality. So you need somebody that doesn't just value, that doesn't just talk the talk when it comes to a farm system, but somebody that knows how to build one and somebody who knows how to accentuate one. Yeah, I guess that would make sense. Somebody who believes in it as not the core, but the backbone, the blood, if you will, of the organization. Why? Because A, it's the most productive and fruitful way, even though there are problems with young players. As we've all found out watching this team, young players are inconsistent. Hell, veteran players are inconsistent. Young players are really inconsistent. See James Wood. See CJ Abrams. Young players are inconsistent. But young players, while they're inconsistent, hopefully they're working to get better and more consistent, and they're cheap while doing so. As opposed to expensive free agent veterans, like, I don't know, the Braves signed in Jerickson Profar, who immediately went and got popped for illegal substances or performance-enhancing drugs and got suspended for half the year. What a dumbass that guy was. You see what I'm getting at? You got to pay these guys to get them big-time established money for what they've done for somebody else and hope that they'll do it for you and hope that they won't get suspended or arrested or be a total flop. Whereas if you deal with the young players mostly, while it might be frustrating, And then you can certainly add a little salt and pepper in terms of a veteran player or two. While it might be frustrating, you at least get to see their development level to level, step to step, like we've had for James Wood. Not necessarily McKenzie Gore or CJ Abrams, but for a little bit of time with Dylan Cruz. Again, not exactly, but you get the point. You get to see their development step by step. Brady House would be a perfect example, right? You get to see their development step by step. And then you get to see what they're like on the major league level. And you determine if they can play at that level. And what you might need off of that. And what might happen off of that. But you don't have to pay them all that much money. Now, you could. Lots of teams, the Braves being central among them, sign a lot of their young guys in their rookie year in Major League Baseball, or their second year in Major League Baseball. But you don't have to. You don't have to make that commitment like the Nationals made with Keibert Ruiz. don't have to make that commitment. You can let it ride. But if you have a guy that's 35 years old running the operation, Mike DiBartolo was the name I was stuck on. Sorry. We don't know what he's going to be. If you have a guy that's 35 years old and has risen through an organization like the Athletics and then to the Red Sox, and you say, well, the Red Sox are a big budget team. What does he know about building a young team with no budget? Well, again, he came from the Athletics. He's 35 years old. He's not a dinosaur stuck in his ways. He's probably very analytically savvy, which will drive me crazy. But if they can get the type of players that the Tampa Bay Rays seem to get over and over and over again, analytics-minded and very low cost outside of dopey Wander Franco, I'm all for this. I'm all for this. And at 35 years old, hey, man, I'm sure he's got lots of fresh ideas. I'm sure he's got, I got to say, I am surprised by this. I am surprised that the Nationals didn't just do what I thought they were going to do, and that's stay in-house with Mike DiBartolo. Now, he could still stay. But the Nationals said, okay, we need to examine other options. Now, they were talking about other candidates. One turned them down. Then there was Chernoff in Cleveland. I forgot his first name. Not Mark Chernoff, who was his dad, who was a longtime radio executive. But you get the point. They were talking to other people outside the organization. I just thought when push came to shove, they were probably going to stay with Mike DiBartolo because he's in-house. He's been running the show. They let him run the draft. But good for them. I don't know if it's like a sexy pick that Nationals fans are going to go, ooh. But let me ask you again. If they picked up Ruben Amaro, who used to run the Phillies, If they inked, again, Omar Minaya, who used to be an executive with the Yankees and run the Mets, if they landed one of the Duquette brothers, would that get anybody's juices flowing? Hell no. Hell no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So while there isn't going to be a parade out front of Nationals Park for season tickets because they hired 35-year-old Paul Toboney, maybe they've given themselves a chance to have a parade in 4 or 5 years. Maybe. Don't know. Whereas, really, the last 5 years, 6 years, they've had no chance. So I got to give some kudos to the learners. Now, listen, I'm also not dumb. I realize that this dude at 35 as an assistant GM and as a fast riser could have jumped at this opportunity and maybe they paid him, I don't know, $1 million a year, $1.5 million a year. And somebody established or with a better track record or veteran or what have you would have cost $3 or $4 million a year. I don't know. I have to think about that. I have to consider that as part of the equation, but I don't know. But for now, I'm going to say, okay, I'm on board. I believe. I hope. I shouldn't say I believe. I hope that this is the right step. Fresh blood out of the organization, completely different way of doing things. Because the other way wasn't working. It's not that Mike Rizzo didn't know. Mike Rizzo didn't believe really heavily in analytics. He certainly believed in the farm system, but made a lot of questionable choices. A lot of guys failed, quite honestly. It's not all the GM's fault or the president of baseball operations' fault. Not by any means. You think it's Mike Rizzo's fault that Elijah Wood can't hit a breaking pitch? No. I mean, now there was a book on him. Not Elijah Wood, Elijah Green. There was a book on him before that he struck out too much, and that book has been written. So, I mean, certainly he deserves blame, but is it all him? No, it's the player's fault. But we tend to blame executives, managers, coaches first. So I hope with the talent that they have right now, and make no mistake about it, they've got talent. James Wood, even though he strikes out way too much, Dylan Cruz, C.J. Abrams for as long as he's here, obviously Brady House, and others. And they're going to get Josiah Gray back next year. They've already shut him down after making some rehab starts in the minor leagues. God willing, everything's okay. And at some point, they'll get DJ Hurz back. And at some point, they'll get Travis Sikora back, probably late next year. And that probably won't be in the majors, but maybe that's a 2027 thing. Hopefully, the Nationals are back to competing for at least 500 in a year or two. Hopefully next year. It might be 2 years. Maybe it's more than that, but I doubt it because they've got the good young core. And now it's time to supplement and add to it and be aggressive. And I presume this guy wouldn't take this job. Paul Toboni. I assume he wouldn't take this job unless he was given some level of assurance. Hey, man, we're tired of being a laughingstock. We are going to invest in all sorts of technology. Here's what we're planning on buying. You tell us what we need to buy, we'll buy it. And we will have a budget of X, Y, and Z. Okay. Where do I sign? Let's go. Let's do baseball together. Now, that might be 15, 16 minutes too much for some of you that don't care about baseball. It's a big day. I don't know if I would have done it today. I would have let it leak today, but maybe they didn't let it leak today. But I think Nationals fans should be hopeful. I don't know about excited. Hopeful is what I would say. All right, 318 on the Team 980. Back to the foosball. Jaden Daniels has spoken. Do we have any of the audio or?
Yeah, let's.
You want to play that when we come back?
Yeah, let's break and then we can play.
Yeah,
decide how much.
Why don't
play.
We do that? Yeah, why don't we play a little chunk of Jaden Daniels, see what he had to say after practice for the Commanders out in Ashburn in Command Land, right here on the Team 980 Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.